Hello, my lovely sweets. Welcome back to the Sweet and Sour podcast, the home for teenagers and young adults to learn, share, grow, and have fun while keeping it real. My name is Abdumumuni Hikmat, your very beautiful host. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about a topic which one of my avid listeners asked me, requested for me to talk about. And I felt like it was actually very important for us to actually discuss this topic because it is like a pressing issue that affects teenagers and young adults. So on today's episode, we're going to be talking about teenage pregnancy. And the first thing I actually, you know, want to say on this issue is that let us learn not to be the judge of other people. Let us learn to stop being judgmental. And to be really honest, back then when I was young, you know, say 13, and you know, I see teenagers and young adults or girls who I knew had not gotten married with a big tummy, aka pregnancy, I always cringe in disgust and like I judge them, you know, in my mind though. But today, after, you know, hearing and, you know, seeing real life stories of girls who got pregnant as when they were teenagers, you know, my thoughts began to change about all these things. My mindset changed, like I stopped judging them. Around where I live in Ogun State, Nigeria, there's so many teenagers who are heavily pregnant. I remember about 4 years back when a neighbor of mine, about 13 years of age that time, told me that her cousin, who was also my friend, was pregnant. I wasn't shocked, to be honest, because the person, you know, had a questionable character. And, you know, the traits were there. You understand the kind of traits I'm talking about now. Now, the person who got pregnant was about 16 years of age at that time. That's 4 years back. So, pregnant, she's supposed to be 20 years now. The point in this story was that my neighbor who told me said it in a very, you know, judgmental kind of way. Like, she told me in a kind of way, like, you know, like, look at what this girl did. Though that's her cousin, but she said it in a kind of way that she actually judged her cousin. And now, 4 years, and from that time, she's the one who's got the protruded tummy. Now, I look back and realize that being a judge of other persons or other people's matter is really bad. It's really not good. It's really not something we should really, you know, sit down and waste our time on. It's not good to even, who put you as the judge? Who kept you there? So, you guys, most teenagers actually, if you come think about it, they didn't plan on, you know, getting pregnant. But at the end of the day, many do get pregnant because either they were too young and they knew nothing about, you know, contraceptives, or they didn't know how to use the contraceptives, if at all they knew about it, or they were raped. And, you know, Africa as a whole and in Nigeria, every day we hear cases of rape. People that are in this age range are we teenagers and young adults who get raped. Aside from girls, you know, who are raped, others are not even thinking. Once they began to get sexually excited, once they're already in the mood, it's after the whole ordeal, after the whole ceremony, after the whole knocking, and they miss their period, that their mind begins to skip. Once they actually confirm that they are pregnant, now they now feel scared, they feel ashamed, you know, they feel stupid. But others are happy. Believe me, like, there's some people that are actually happy that they got pregnant. They feel like they're trying to be wicked back to their parents. But for majority of the cases, you know, of teenage pregnancies, definitely they will not be happy because they're not financially capable. The girl who was supposed to make her mama proud now becomes the one who disappoints her. The girl who was supposed to be the role model in school is now the bad example. The girl who is supposed to be this, that, you understand, like all the expectations. Let's actually chill, because society's judgment is way too much. It's just like, I don't know, I feel like society enough. Once society starts judging you, in fact, you feel like wanting to commit suicide, then the person becomes the talk of the town. She's so afraid to even speak at her home. She's so afraid to speak outside. You know, definitely someone that cannot speak at her home, is it outside she'll be able to speak? She's so afraid because she'll just be reminded of everything, and her parents are not even supportive. Now, definitely the parents is going to be disappointed, you know, but to be really honest, it has happened. Like, the deed has already been done. And in most cases, you cannot just advise someone who is that tender to actually go for an abortion, because it is usually not safe. And funny how, like, society's judgment, even if you get raped, Society doesn't give a shit. Society doesn't care how, why. To be honest, society, some people, like, if you listen to their stories, which people, so many people don't care, they don't want to hear, listen to their stories, like, they never had an option. People who actually slept with people for money and eventually got pregnant, they didn't have people to take care of them, they didn't have people to do that. I'm not trying to justify whatever they did, but I'm just trying to say that society would always judge whether you're doing the right thing, whether you're doing the wrong thing. Whatever you're doing, society would always judge you. Society would always say something. People would always have something to say. People would always not mind their business. People would always not want to even know what happened. They would just want to, like, talk. They just want to make you the talk of the town. And you might be a teenager and you are, like, pregnant, you're listening to this. The one thing I want to tell you is that your life is not over. I have had series of, you know, people that I knew got pregnant when they were teenagers and they gave birth and they moved on with their life and they're still going to school and, you know, things are still working out fine for them. Just because you're pregnant, I'm not justifying, I don't know how you got pregnant, I don't know whatever happened, but only you know and only you can tell. But I just want you to know that your life is not over. It's just a phase and this too shall pass. And you guys, I'm talking about society. But seriously, who is society? We are society. And we make up the societies from one person to another person until it becomes, you know, society. So let us as individuals, you know, stop judging people. Let's just, in fact, you don't even have to understand people's story. You don't have to understand them. Just mind your business. Like, mind, do your own thing and just, you know, live other people's business. Especially if it's not something that's going to help them, if it's something that's going to cause them more pain, just, like, try to just mind your business. And to be really honest, like, the story I was telling you guys about of the person who got pregnant and all, she was actually raped. And then society blamed her, because definitely they always blame the girl and, you know, the boy who raped her. Not only one person raped her, there were a lot of people who raped her. I'm sure she doesn't even know who owns the pregnancy, but there's only one person she could identify that actually raped her. But you guys, seriously, it's always the girl. It's always the girl's fault. She's always this. She's always dressing nasty. She's always doing, like, to be a girl is not even easy at all. Nobody's talking to the boys. Girls, we've had it up to, like, our necks. We've had it up to our throat because the lecture is too much. The motivational speaking is too much. Everything is just too much. And then there's nobody nobody's talking to the boys. Like, you know, like, the boys are just free to do whatever they want to, you know, do. And then, you know, at the end of the person who, she would identify, I don't even know if they actually, like, society used to, like, look at him in one kind of way, like, maybe he's a rapist. But the girl, like, the whole stigma is on her. But the good thing is that her parents did not, they accepted her and her pregnancy, and she's actually doing fine. And, you know, I feel like, to be honest, guys, if you're listening to this, I don't know the kind of person you are, but you guys are going to, like, give birth to daughters one day. You guys are going to, like, have female children. You guys have mothers. You guys have sisters. Sometimes when you guys do things, I feel like you should always think back, always look back, because try and think, what if they do this to my daughter? What if they do this to my sister? Like, seriously, like, do you guys even think? I don't know. When you hear so many cases, you're just forced to think that most guys don't think. I know that there are a lot of good guys, and if you're a good guy, please keep on being that good guy. And I know that the peer pressure is there, but try your best not to join those kind of people, because at the end of the day, they will definitely reap what they have sown. And so, you guys, that is all I have to say on teenagers and, you know, pregnancy and all of these things. I feel like it is high time we actually call ourselves together, whether as boys or girls, and actually sit down, stop judging people, start doing the right things, and, you know, start thinking about what matters, start talking about what matters, and not talking bullshit and about other people's stuff. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So, you guys, thank you for listening to this episode, and I hope you actually enjoyed it. And not only that, I hope that you learned something, you gained something, honestly. And make sure you follow us on Instagram at Sweet and Sour Pod. Join our Facebook family at Sweet and Sour Podcast. And my name is Abimomoni Hikmat, your beautiful host. And remember that sweet and sour, our life remains ours. Even if you're a teenager and you're pregnant, that doesn't mean your life is over. We have sweet moments, we have sour moments in our life, and then that phase too shall pass. So until I come your way again, don't forget to have an amazing week. Goodbye.